A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now we are joined by Dan Fitzpatrick, who, of course, is American, and so can you. You can find him, of course, over at EPL Index. Dan, I need you to tell me all the things that happened with the U.S. men's national team. I was actually out of town when this happened. Seeing the result, maybe that wasn't such a bad thing.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Although, among the things that have happened in America this week, it was pretty low down the list. But game started with a surprise lineup selection. We played 3-5-2. Some people said 3-4-3, but I'm pretty sure it was 3-5-2. With Omar Gonzalez, John Brooks, and Matt Beisler as the three center backs, Timmy Chandler, who was always hated, and Fabian Johnson as wing backs, with Pulisic at 10, and Altidore and Bobby Wood up top, Michael Bradley and Jermaine Jones as the two central midfielders. And it really did not start well. It looked like we'd only had two training sessions worth of practice with it. It just didn't work. Straight up, it did not work. We ended up changing formation before halftime. Mexico scored a very much deserved goal in the first half, went into halftime leading 1-0. Then U.S. came back at it much better in the second half, equalized about five, six minutes in through Bobby Wood, who took his goal very, very well. He continues to impress the team. Yeah, at that point, it was like, after the goal, it was probably pretty even. Maybe the U.S. just edged it. Maybe Mexico just edged it. But then very late in the game, Mexico got a set piece. Click header at the near post went in, and there wasn't enough time for U.S. to come back from it. 2-1 loss, not 2-0. First time we've conceded in Columbus to Mexico, and first time we've lost. Not a good result. Shocker. But not a good result. Not as bad a performance as some people would look at it as, because, you know, as soon as anything goes our way or goes against us, it's usually blame Klinsmann nowadays. But yeah, it wasn't a good result ultimately.
Well, you just talked about it, blaming Klinsmann. Do you blame Klinsmann at all?
I have a tough time blaming the coach when I know the talent level is as low as it is. I know CONCACAF, that's less relevant, but maybe he shouldn't have tried a formation change when he knows his players aren't quite as adaptable, especially on such short notice. So there, he could definitely take some blame for that. I have neither an opinion of Klinsmann out or Klinsmann should absolutely stay. Again, I think the biggest problem is the talent level more than anything.
Fair enough. You were telling me before we started that there was a bit of a public rift with some players saying that the tactics weren't right, and then Klinsmann blaming those players by saying that they were the reason the tactic didn't work. Is that surprising to hear that there's that much discord within the team?
As I did say, I don't think it was, or Klinsmann was quite that. From what I saw, he was maybe direct in the fact that Bradley and Jones did not help the formation, but I'm not sure he straight up said this is the reason it failed. He may have. I haven't actually seen all the exact quotes, just headlines of it, but it does surprise me. I was hardly expecting it, but Klinsmann probably wasn't wrong in the fact that Bradley and Jones were the reason it failed. They were often, they left a lot of space in front of them. They tended to drop too deep into the back three or get caught up the pitch, and they clearly didn't really know what to do in that formation. But then Bradley is right. Like, why are you going to change the tactics when you've only got two training sessions to do it against the toughest team in CONCACAF?
does seem surprising, but we have seen random formation changes by teams in England thus far this season. So
that is true.
I guess there are crazier things. You mentioned Pulisic. Pulisic.
That guy who played for Dortmund.
That one guy. As he's affectionately known. I'm interested to hear what you think his ceiling is, because we've seen a lot of kind of false dawns with the U.S. youth players in the past. Does he fall on that scale, or do you think he'll fall closer to the Dempsey Donovan side?
He real expletive good. He's really good. I think it will be a disappointment if he is not the U.S.'s best ever player. He definitely has that talent level. And I mean, look, he's already playing week in, week out for Dortmund. Is that because Marco Reus is hurt and Andre Schürrle has been in and out of the team? Somewhat, but he is genuinely that good. It will be a disappointment if he's not the U.S.'s best ever player, injuries allowing.
Any further thoughts on the U.S. team before we get into something that'll sadden you potentially more?
Bobby was good. That's nice. That's cool. John Brooks, also pretty good. Outside of that, not really. U.S. is what they are.
Fair enough. All right, well then we will move on to your club team, which is Arsenal. There have been a couple of injuries over the international break, although it sounds like Alexis might be back already, which is strange, but maybe don't pull him back into training. We've seen England be a lot more judicious with their injuries, allowing players like Harry Kane to go back to their club to avoid injuries. Sounds like maybe that should happen here. But Wenger came out publicly, denounced Chile for continuing to use Alexis, even though he was messing with an injury. Hector Bellerin's now hurt, and a lot of Arsenal fans are just kind of in the, here we go again mode.
Well, it is November, and things tend to go horrible in November. It's really a terrible month. Really. We should just get rid of November as a whole concept. Chile have... Chile do what Chile do. We looked up before, Bayern Munich have also come out and condemned them because, you know, they do what they do. They play their players in the dirt, in the ground, and they don't really care about their club health. I mean, this is Chile's their game against Uruguay, right? On game up, I think it's Uruguay, and it's their last qualifier till March, so they don't care about the players' health. They need to win the game. Their World Cup life is on the line, so they don't really care. I don't think that's right. You should be concerned about the player's health. That is what I believe is right, whether he's on my team or not. But Alexis Sanchez is not a human being. He is a superman. He is a bionic human who's probably part dog, because that would explain his love for his dogs. That's the only explanation.
Don't know where that's going, but sure.
He has an Instagram for his dogs. It's a thing. It's
like a separate one, or he just puts his dogs
like a separate one. Like a separate one. It has to be said every time you talk about Alexis Sanchez. He is in love with his dogs more than he loves any human. every time. You just have to get that out. But apparently he's fit. He apparently is back in full training. He might play for against Uruguay. Yeah, that might happen. I won't watch the game, or if I do, it'll be behind my couch. But hopefully he comes through it fit. I'm not going to put any money on it, but he, like I said, he is a superhuman, so hopefully it works out. Bellerin also hurt. I'm not actually sure how that happened. I'm just going to assume it was training, but well, I heard ankle injury, out for about a month. This would be okay if it was like Nacho Monreal, our other Spanish fullback, because we have cover. We don't really have cover at right back. We have Carl Jenkinson, who, as much as I love him, doesn't exactly meet the required standard when it comes to footballing ability and stuff. You know, passion tends not to make up for that as much as people seem to think it does. No, yeah. yeah. If Carl Jenkinson starts against United, I will be very happy for him and also absolutely terrified for myself.
Fair enough. All right. Well, this has been brief, but we got all of the important bits in here anyway. So why don't you tell the folks where they can find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @_jersey_fits and writing at eplindex.com. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. Fun having you back. Hope the U.S. does better. Arsenal, not so much.
I go away, Kevin.
Talk to you later.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.